Blog Talk Radio.
From Your Time with Josie. I hope you guys are doing so well. It's the New Year's show. Hope you guys can all see me live on webcam. I see you guys are in the chat room. So welcome everyone listening live and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. So welcome everyone to the first live stream show of Your Time with Josie, where you will get a behind the scenes look at what goes on while we are live on the air. So let's just make sure everyone can hear us before we start. Okay, so it looks like you guys could all hear us. So we are having a party. So there are some instructions to ensuring you could see and hear the show tonight. So let me tell you what you need to do. There will be no sound coming from the video you see because we need to remain a radio show. For those two listeners that aren't in the chat room and will, with the huge delay, it would make it difficult to hear the show. You will still need to listen through the Blog Talk Radio player or by phone. So let's make sure everyone can hear us, refresh your players, and let me know in the chat room if you guys could all hear us. Okay, so let's see here. And if you guys can hear us, we do have some technical support in the chat room. So let us know if you are having any issues hearing. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
We've got Chelsea Raymond.
All right. I just found out that we have a past guest who is live. So please, please, please welcome. Yeah, hold on. We're having some technical difficulties.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Hello, Ashley Ray. Chelsea Ray, sorry.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Chelsea, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here as well.
Oh, well, I just want to ask you, I finally found out that you have a new album, and I'm so excited about it. So can you tell us a little bit about it for our viewers?
Of course. The new EP is called Ember, and I just released it November 29th, which happened to be my 21st birthday, and we had a great party out here in Nashville. It was a ton of fun. I had some friends come out and play with me, but basically, this is my second project that I released for 2010, and it's really rockin' country. It's kind of along the lines of Miranda Lambert or something like that. And so I'm really excited about it. I wrote and co-wrote everything on it and had the opportunity to write with Bo Bice on track 4, which is called Love Unsaid, and that's more of the ballad on the album. And that's just kind of something that I wanted to put together as a thank you for everybody who supported me when I first moved to town and everything. I didn't have a whole lot, and people really helped me through it, and then have really seen a huge amount of support most recently with releasing the new project. And so it's just kind of it's a song for the fans. And then I got a chance to write with Bridget Tatum, who wrote She's Country for Jason Aldean, and we wrote I Smell Smoke together, and that one's really rocking. So, yeah.
Definitely, and I love it. You sent me the CD, and I can't stop listening to it. I listen to it religiously.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's really cool to hear that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I love it, love it. So everyone has to check it out. For people who don't know, you have some websites, social networking sites that fans could check everything out that you do and all of your updates. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. I'm on Facebook and Twitter probably more than I should be. Those are the main spots that I hang out, and I love hearing from everybody. And so you can find me on Twitter under Chelsea Ray Songs, and Chelsea is C-H-E-L-S-E-A, and then R-A-E, and then Songs. It's all one word. And then if you put that in to Facebook, you should find me there too, and that should help you find my music page. I have a personal page and a music page, but I add everyone because I love keeping in touch with everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. And very, very cool. And I will also post those so everyone could check it out, all of the viewers.
Thank you. Tuning
in live. No problem. And also, last thing, we are wondering, what is your New Year's resolution?
Good question. Well, I've got a couple. I kind of have a couple things in mind I want to do for this year. I really want to get my music out there more, and that's by doing a lot more shows. I want to get out there and do a lot of shows. I've been fortunate enough to have quite a few folks lately ask me when I'm going to make it to their town, and I'm really excited and grateful for that. So hopefully we can get out to a club near you. And just getting better at guitar and writing, I just want to kind of up my game as far as a musician goes, and challenge myself as far as the gym goes. I want to get in even better shape.
Absolutely. Those are great, great New Year's resolutions.
They're not very specific, which is probably going to be the tough part, but I'll have to set some goals and keep some things in mind and go after it.
Yes, definitely. Well, good luck with all of your New Year's resolutions, and I'm so glad you stopped by. Awesome.
Thank you for having me. And real quick, if anyone's going to be in the Nashville area on January 13th, we've got a show out here at Limelight. We're actually having band practice right now, and it's going to be it starts at 6:30. There's going to be a couple other bands out there, and it's $10 to get in. If everyone visits my Facebook and stuff, there's a link up there, www.aftonshows.com/Chelsea Ray. They can get their tickets online.
Awesome, awesome. So we will all check that out. Very, very cool. And I hope you have fun, and I hope you have a great time band practice.
Thank you so much for having a blast, and thank you for all your help, and have a happy New Year.
You too. Thank you so, so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
No, anytime. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Looks like we have another guest coming on. So let's see if we can get him on. All right. Hello, you there? Hello? Cole?
Hello? Jesse?
Hello, Cole, you there?
Hey,
hi,
I'm
how
here.
Are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey. Where are you right now?
I am live downtown in Nashville.
Ooh, very cool. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Awesome, awesome. And you have a lot of new updates coming up soon with your new single that will debut. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can't tell you much, but I plan to release my debut single in February 2011. So, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like so much fun. Can't wait to check it out. Very, very cool. And you, very cool. Do you have, do you currently have any tour dates where fans could be able to see you?
You can check out coltchambers.com. Today, actually, the reason I'm in Nashville, I had a business meeting, and I just got signed on to the Sing for Hunger music tour. And so I have a lot of new dates coming. And, yeah.
Ooh, sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I wish you all the luck. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Come back soon. Thank you.
I will. All right,
bye.
Happy New Year to you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for calling in to Chelsea. Oh, it looks like we have another call. All right, let's see. Hello, Jaden, you there?
Hey, Chelsea.
Is Jaden? Hey,
hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. What's going on?
Not much. It's my birthday today.
Ooh, very, very cool. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about this a lot. Probably to stop singing till like 2 a.m. in the morning so my mom can actually sleep.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I stay up really late and I sing. And my mom's like, you need to stop singing. You're going to, like, ruin your voice. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, but I like to sing, so oh, well.
You are a very, very good singer. And keep singing. Keep singing.
Yeah,
love it. Hey, do you think you could sing... awesome. Do you think you could sing for us a little bit now?
Sure. What do you want me to sing?
Sing anything you want. Like a chorus or something.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to sing. Okay, well, I'm working on how many of you guys, I don't know if it's, okay, well, I'm in a different area than you guys. So have you guys seen the new movie Burlesque with Christina Aguilera and Cher?
Oh, I've been wanting to, though. I have. But
it's
I haven't
really
seen it yet.
To go see it. Okay, so there's this ballad that Christina Aguilera sings, and I've been working on the song, so I guess I'll sing you a little part of it, okay?
Oh, yeah, sing us a little part of it. Awesome.
Okay, I'll sing the chorus of it.
Cool.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Wait, I have to get in my head real quick. Wait, 1 second. Oh my gosh, I don't even remember. Hold on. It'll be like 2 seconds. I gotta go through it.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, I got this. Okay. All right, I'm gonna start.
All right.
I found a man I can trust, and boy, I believe in love. I am terrified to love the first time. Can't you see that I'm bound in chains? I finally found my way. I am bound to you. I am bound to you. Okay, that was the chorus.
Ooh, that was awesome.
Thank you.
That was so good. That was so, so good. Thank you so much for calling in and singing for us.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Josie.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
You too. See ya.
Bye. Awesome. All right, so tonight we will take a quick look at how far we have come in this past year. We'll talk about some of our favorite moments of 2010. We will run down a list of all of the amazing guests we've had this year and those guests already scheduled to start us out in the new year. We'll take a look back at some of the best segments we have brought you this year, as well as our pick of the top eBay items we told you about in 2010. We will pull out our crystal ball and read the Your Time with Josie feature for 2011. And then we'll have our countdown and microphone drop to welcome in the new year of the show. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss a thing. So let's start out with our top pick of the great eBay items we brought you this year. A pair of tighty-whitey underpants for your hands like gloves for $11. A remote toilet seat control, it heats the seat, sprays water, lifts the lid up and down, will dry your bottom, and so much more for $499. That's a bargain. Then a hippie vacation that comes with an old-school bus painted and ready for a road trip, and this scary-looking driver comes with this package for $6,100. Then an annoying flying helicopter alarm clock for $20. Ghost in a jar found in a cemetery for $55,922. Then the moon for $19.95. That'll be some expensive shipping. Then we have four men auction themselves off for the promise of a weekend full of lots of alcohol, snacks, and a lot of laughs for $1,300. Don't think that is a smart idea. So now we are going to scan the crowd that we have here enjoying themselves. Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, we're having so much fun, so much fun. Now, those were our top picks of some real good buys on eBay. Now, we have had a great year of artists on the show. I'd like to say thank you to all of the following guests that joined us this past year. Let us know who you would like to have us bring back. We've had Lynn Carey Saylor, Storm Lee, Scotty Cormos, Bobby Tomberlin, Mallory Hope, Brian Cole, Tommy Love, Brooke Scher, The Ivies, Steve Dorff, Jada Dreyer, Amanda Marsh, Savannah Ewan, Alexa Dectus, The Ryan Tyler Band, Mario Aguilar, Julian Peterman, Emma Jacob, Alyssa Simmons, Tori Bigelow, Jillian Barbary, Stephen Bloom, Jordan Mowry, Susie McIntyre, Amber Lilly, Colt Chambers, Sarah Faraday, Alexandra Amore, Nick Finaccio, Danny Flowers, the Carter Twins, Susie Aravik, Lydia Salmakova, Corey Jean Olson, Ashley Ray, the staff of KCKellyville.com, Eric Davenport, Whitney Duncan, Haley Bart, Nicole Johnson, Cameron, Nick O.G., Katie Salazar, Chelsea Ray, and Shane Fair. We've had so many amazing guests this past year. Now, let's take a look at how far we have come in 2010. Number one, I have not tied myself to the chair by accident when broadcasting in months. It's a good one. We have moved up our studio. It's no longer in the bathroom. We actually have a broadcasting office now. However, in memory of our first office, we did send out autograph rolls of toilet paper this year. You're lucky if you got one of those, by the way. In the last month, we have more than quadrupled our listeners. We've expanded our line of Your Time with Josie merchandise, and yes, it's true, our top seller was the underwear. that is true, by the way, people. That is true, by the way. Let's show the people at home. That's some good stuff right there.
There they are.
All the pride and glory. Oh, yeah. Those are amazing. we've had our first on-location show in Georgia this year. We're having our first live video show tonight, where I have all of my special guests in the studio. And then a great honor this year, we were nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards under the entertainment category. Thank you guys so much for nominating us. Now I would like to bring out Tina, and maybe we can get our other producer, Aaron, on the line, too, so we can talk about some of our favorite episodes and segments from the past year. So let's see if we can get everyone on here.
Hey, Josie.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm tired.
Well, we have had a great year time with Josie year. What do you think?
It went pretty well. I think
awesome,
a lot of it had
awesome.
To do with a little squirrel.
Wait, what did you say?
I think some of it had to do with a little squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Give a little shout out there. So also, all of our fun facts, and we're going to help you for the holiday segments were so much fun as well.
Okay, so the holiday facts. That was so much fun. We had, like, the best holiday segment. Let's tell them a couple of the segments we had in case they missed it. We gave people some great dating facts.
Hey, does Gina realize she has party favors on her head?
My party's already started, Alan. So we gave away some great dating facts. That was hysterical. If you were in the chat room, I'm sure you had a ton of fun with that. We gave away some kissing facts to help people once they find that date, apparently.
I guess.
That was a riot. We did the best pickup lines, which was hysterical.
And it was a crowd favorite.
It was a riot. The chat room was crazy. So if you don't have the opportunity, you know, tonight, make sure you find the opportunity to get in the chat room when you're listening to the show, because it adds so much more to the show, doesn't it? It's a riot.
Absolutely. Funny quote.
Yeah, we did that too, but we did a lot of the do's and don'ts. We did a lot of romantic ideas. That was really fun.
Yeah.
You took a bet on how many romantic ideas we'd get through before I started laughing and lost control.
You only did one.
But yeah, I only really made it through one.
Yeah, true. Only one.
It was a lot of fun. It really was. So what other fun things did we do?
Well, we did Still Your Strange Tweets. You remember that? That was a really fun segment and also a crowd favorite. We would go through Twitter to find the most funny, silly or strange, crazy tweets that we could possibly find. And we found the most hilarious ones. And you can listen to the archives to check them out.
Absolutely. We had a news from CSI.
Oh, yeah?
We can thank Alan for all the research and fun on that.
Absolutely.
Say things that, you know, we would just stand cringe. Right, Alan?
Mm-hmm.
We found a lot of stuff on eBay.
Have we lost Alan? We did. We found a lot of stuff
on
eBay.
We did.
People filled their stockings this year.
We found a lot of stuff we can't mention on this show on eBay.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of bloopers, a lot of behind-the-scenes bloopers.
I think the underwear is about as risque as we're going to get on the show.
Absolutely. What other cool things did we do? We had our on-location episode in Georgia. That was so much fun. It was a cabin in the mountains. There was just limited phone service or internet and live audio streams. And it was lost in the middle of the show, but we got right back in.
Yeah, in the middle of the show, we actually lost our broadcasting signal, and we completely went down. It was the first time it happened to us, so
yeah.
We're sitting there in their cabin, knowing that it took us an hour just to get live. We certainly panicked. Luckily, we had a very gracious guest out there. Colt joined us. We went down to see some of his performances.
Absolutely.
Luckily, they were very, very gracious about the whole thing. But we managed to get right back on. It wasn't too bad. But, yeah, I don't know that I've ever been in a location where, we really could not get internet to save our soul.
We really couldn't. We kept trying, though. But it was a really good cabin, and it was one of the best live on locations that we could have done. It was really, really cool.
We already mentioned
the eBay segment.
I still have my autographed toilet paper.
Yeah, I even signed you an autographed toilet paper. That's pretty special.
Yeah, I still have it.
People to receive the autographed toilet paper.
bunch of stuff.
Well, I took the cardboard tube out of the middle of it because Peanut the Squirrel likes to play with that.
Oh, see, there you go. That's good. Peanut even got a little bit of a gift out of it. So Alan, what's your favorite part of the show this past year?
I think it was all the bloopers that nobody actually heard or saw.
Like what?
Yeah.
Well, if I can't say them on the air.
That's true. He can't. It's true.
There's got to be a couple that are okay to say on the air.
No, definitely.
I was kind of fascinated at the fact that Josie's grandmother bought Josie's show thong.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody wants to check out the merchandise, but she really, really loves the apron.
The apron is the number one thing.
Yeah. Oh, I hope she wears it well.
She loves it a whole lot.
I hope she wears it well, just not in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So what else?
Yeah, what else?
We had that freaky guy call in before we were screening
the
phone call.
That's not the nice language.
Yeah.
We always seem to get the winners. I mean, but thankfully we've only had one of those. We probably had two at the most, but thankfully there wasn't a lot.
So
yeah, but more recently we had Josie Stalker who was putting her name and his name everywhere.
That's true. I had my first fan.
Wait, was this a stocking fan?
Yeah, the guy that kept putting her name in his name.
Thing tap.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, like his screen name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so like his screen name on various sites would be something, Josie. It's a little creepy.
Awesome. So thank you guys so much for going through this list with me of fun backstage moments and the best of 2010.
Absolutely.
Let's have a good 2011.
Absolutely. Oh, and wait, before we go.
Oh, yeah.
We can't forget that we have got, the marketing department was kind enough to provide us with they were kind enough to provide us with some pictures
from
the marketing staff. So first we have technical support, and I'm going to try and hold these up into this camera thing so that you can see it. I know our listeners won't be able to do much with it, but, certainly those in the chat room can, and we're on a huge delay. So that is our technical support department. I wanted to share that with you guys. There they are working hard on making sure that you can get Your Time with Josie live every week. So there is
our
technical support. We have got our research department.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make sure here that we shared our research department with you. So if you can see Manny there working very, very hard on all of the research that he has. There we go. So we need Manny in the picture.
American.
He's doing all of the Your Time with Josie research for us. And then we were lucky enough to get a picture of our brainstorming team.
This is very rare.
This is so American.
We're like outsourcing the staff to Monkeyville.
And there they are. You can tell by the table they had a very, very hard brainstorming session to come up with new ideas for Your Time with Josie. So there they are.
I think I worked with
the
guy on the right.
They worked very hard, and they helped bring an awesome show to us. So we wanted to make sure that we showed you the pictures of all of the rest of the staff and thanked our marketing department for pulling those together for us. It was very, very nice. Very nice.
Definitely.
So,
those are very rare pictures that you guys got to see, by the way. Those were really hard to get.
So let's get you ready for the next segment here. I mean, I think you're going to read the future for Your Time with Josie.
Let me see here. Here's my crystal ball. All right, here's my special thing. Wait, let's turn this on. I know this thing comes on. Hold on a minute. Ah, there we go. Pretty. Okay. Let's see here. Let me move the camera down a little bit. Oop, computer just died. Oh, there we go. All right, so here's the crystal ball, the special crystal ball, and here is my little thing.
Can I have a gumball from the crystal ball?
There we go. So you guys are ready for the future. Okay. Da 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 Your Tyler Jesse merchandise will sell more than just underwear this year. We might add on fragrances. We will add another new feature on our site called Smell-O-Vision. You will get to see me and, I don't know. Let's say Jersey dogs may make it to the toy store. They will come with a chair and sweater so your children can too experience the joy of tying yourself to a chair while broadcasting live. Okay, let's see. All of our guests will have to take out a second mortgage on their property to afford the gas to drive to the studio for a live interview. And, oh, it looks like that is all we have. Let's take this thingy off of me. awesome, awesome. So that's the future of 2011. And now, this is not a future, but here is our upcoming guest coming on Your Time with Josie. We start off the new year with singer-songwriter Melissa Harland on January 7th. Woo! Then on January 14th, we have Cassandra Lee, who does an amazing job setting up concerts. Then on January 21st, we have two guests, TV movie actress from the show Jonas LA. And we also have from Mean Girls, two movie actress from the Disney Channel's Nicole Anderson. And then we have recording artist Danica Holmes. And then on January 28th, we welcome back CMT recording artist Emma Jacob. And then on January 4th, we have singer Jennifer Mead. Oops, February 4th, we have Jennifer Mead. Then on February 11th, we have singer Marissa Lander. So do not miss that and make sure you check all of that cool stuff out. We have so, so many amazing guests coming up. Now the part that you guys all wanted to see. So Times Square has a giant lit-up ball that drops in the night. Nashville has a giant guitar. And here at the Jersey Show, we have a limited budget, so we will drop a microphone. Woo! So now let's start our countdown to the new season of Your Time with Josie for 2011. Let's get the camera ready.
Oh, here we go. So you might have to move a little bit.
All right, let's see.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wait, hold on.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My dear friend. know the words.
That always does celebrity news.